Yeah. All the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
And welcome back to the Movie Maidens. As always, you're joined by me, Dorsa.
Me, Morgan.
And me, Margot. Yeah.
And in today's episode, we are going to be discussing music movies or album movies or movies about music and albums.
Yay!
The best kind of movies,
yeah,
low-key.
But not musicals.
Not musicals.
No.
That's a different thing. That's like a different
thing. This is movies about music. So rather than musical movies.
So does that mean...
But do some musicals fall under this umbrella?
Yes.
Yes. I was going to ask if we're including biopics in this.
Ooh.
Like Bohemian Rhapsody, for example.
Maybe not.
I think it depends on how much...
It focuses on the music.
Yes. Rather than the person's personal life.
True.
Yeah.
Sure.
I feel like Bohemian Rhapsody, maybe, but I feel like... Rocket
yeah,
Man
I was about to say Rocket Man would
choice.
Be a musical, though,
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah. Rocket Man is a musical.
Because it's very, like, it's just really stylized and...
Yeah.
Musical.ly.
Yeah.
Musical.ly, yo! If you're old enough to know what Musical.ly is,
then
you're fired. Then you're probably, like, the same age as us.
Yeah.
I thought you said you're fired.
And you're... Wherever you work, you don't anymore. It's done.
If you remember Musical.ly, forget it.
Forget everything you know about Musical.ly. Okay. Dang it, you did it too quickly.
I mean, what does that mean? I mean, what are these words?
I mean,
I forgot that I was recording a podcast and I moved and I hit the mic.
That's okay. But I thought maybe we could go around and just name not your favorite, but a favorite movie that you have.
Almost Famous.
Oh my gosh,
oh
freaking
my
Stolen.
F.
Actually,
no, Margot has
actually,
other
no,
movies.
I know. I do, but Almost Famous is my favorite one
Your
of all
go-to.
Time.
Okay, well, Dorsa didn't say it had to be favorite.
That's
it's,
no. true.
It's my favorite, though.
That's true.
Real.
Yeah. What could I say?
Good answer.
Good answer, nephew. Good answer.
Good answer.
Well,
good answer.
One I like is Pop Star Never Stops.
Okay, so another Stolen.
Oh.
I just did that
okay,
to steal
now,
from Dorsa.
Okay, now, Dorsa, you have to steal me.
I have to steal you?
Yeah, because we all... I stole
oh,
Margo,
my,
Margo
okay.
stole you. You have to steal me.
Well, I have the hardest job, I think. Because you
I don't like movies.
No, because you already said your favorite.
Well, then I forgot about Popstar, to be honest. But they're both really good. They're both number one. They're different. They're just so different.
My Spinal Tap.
True.
Because that was the intro.
Mm-hmm. True. That's a Morgan. That's one you like.
Yeah.
I watched it and have no memory of watching it.
Every time I watch it, I really have no memory of watching it.
I just know
like,
I forget
I'll see a
everything.
Clip and I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I saw that.
I know
I'm like,
it
I remember
my dad
that.
Quoting it.
So. I've seen go. It so many times.
Okay, then I'm stealing from your dad.
True.
True.
Yeah.
Theft.
Okay, that's freaking great.
Okay,
guys.
Podcast over. We
okay.
did.
Good so, job.
See you guys.
As always, you had been joined by no. Okay. What do you guys think is better? Like, movies about fake bands? Like, you know, mockumentaries, like we just said, like Pop Star and Spinal Tap, or...
And Almost Famous.
And Almost Famous,
because they're
yeah.
not...
In a way, yeah.
They're not technically real. Yeah.
No, they're a blend of multiple bands.
Yeah. Or do you think the real thing is better?
Like...
When it's based off,
a
like,
complete
a biography?
Unknown or something?
Yeah.
Not necessarily a biopic, though, because I feel like there are like let's say like Yesterday. I know you don't like that movie. Marco.
It's one of my least favorite movies of all time.
But
really?
that's like yes. about that's like about the Beatles, right? But it's like not a biopic about the Beatles.
Mm. When you and your friends are chilling, and all of a sudden CGI John Lennon shows up from Yesterday.
And
CGI John Lennon.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far.
And Ed Sheeran wants to change Hey Jude to Hey Dude.
Oh,
I saw that in theaters, and I actually that's maybe one of the like most I've felt nothing during a movie.
I just picture you as Peter Quill, like What?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That was actually me. Because I was like, yes,
a Beatles movie about the Beatles.
This came out when I was such a huge Beatles fan too. Yeah. And I was really disappointed.
Yeah, that's fair.
Another nothing movie of this sort, That Thing You Do. The Tom Hanks.
Oh. Oh, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah. I barely remember. I just watched it actually recently and I already don't remember.
Yeah, that's why I said I think I've seen that.
But to answer your question, Dorsa, probably I'm very biased, but probably movies about fake groups, because I literally just wrote a script about a fake group.
True.
Yeah.
Last year.
I agree
also, guys.
I like them about fake ones. Because even if you were to do like a movie about the Lonely Island or something, they would be doing a bit.
Yeah, because they've done that before.
Yeah.
They've done that before where it's like, oh, exactly. the Lonely Island, it's like they're being themselves, like the, what is it called? Like the Basher, what's it called? The Basher Brothers? I guess, I mean, that was kind of its own hit. Basher, no, but can you guys hear me furiously freaking?
I think.
Yes, the unauthorized Bash Brothers experience.
Yes. I have not seen this.
Neither have I.
Wait, it's a baseball movie? I have seen this.
Because, the Bash Brothers were real baseball guys. So that's why it's the unauthorized. It's like all the Rusicles, like the unauthorized Rusicle. Like they've not gone.
What do you guys think about like Pink Floyd's The Wall or Beatles' Yellow Submarine?
I love
No, but like in terms of like. That's what we're counting as like album movies, right?
Yeah. Those are album movies because those are kind of concept albums like being played out into
movies. Because there's so much visuals, you know?
Yeah. Gorillaz does a lot of that kind of stuff. With the new The Mountain.
Yo, that's Pirate Radio is on the list you're looking at. I have seen that. That's actually, it's a really sexist movie, but like it's about something really, really niche that I am actually really interested in.
British government restricts rock. Oh, in 1966, after the British government restricts rock and pop music from being broadcast on the airwaves, a rogue ship comprised of eccentric radio DJs take to the seas in an act of rebellion.
I think I've seen this.
Yeah. It's really sexist, but like the plot's actually quite interesting.
Yeah, because that's Philip Seymour Hoffman, right?
Yeah. And I love watching anything with him.
Same.
But I'm really, really interested in British pirate radio, because that was like a real thing. Mm. And there were multiple ships that were radio stations. And it's kind of something that's been low-key lost to time. But it's discussed on one of the Who's albums. So that's how I know about it. Because their whole album is like a pirate radio broadcast. Like a fake one. So they're doing
that's like a bit in a bit.
it's a bit within a bit within a bit within a bit, basically. In the album. Yeah, because they're also advertising. That's their fake advertising album, too.
Oh, yes, the one with the Keith Moon with the big deodorant and Heinz beans.
The Heinz beans, right.
Yeah. And on the album, they do ads for real products, fake ads and fake products.
Yeah, yes.
So funny.
In between the songs. And I read a really interesting article. Sorry, I'm going on a ramble on the
That's
about
all right.
this. But... And I read a really interesting scholarly article which actually touched upon this recently, and I was pleasantly surprised because it wasn't actually about that. And I was like, yes! and it was really interesting because it pointed out something that I find really compelling about that concept that I've never really fully been able to articulate, because I guess I started listening to that album so young. And it's that, like, what's interesting about the album is it's like song, ad... Like, it's, like, very interspersed. So it kind of blurs the line between, like, what is commercial music, you know?
Right.
What is music made for advertising? Are songs really all advertisements for a band?
Right.
You know, like, what is an ad exactly?
Yeah, true.
Because, in a way, an album is a band selling themselves.
I mean,
that's what they're playing on. And that's why it's called The Who For Sale.
That's what I love.
The Who Sell Out.
The Who Sell Out.
I'm thinking of Beatles For Sale. My bad.
That's what I love about like all things postmodern, really, is that it like deconstructs, like, because you gotta, you know, figure out what something is before you like make fun of it or reference it. Like you have to know, you know, this is kind of, you know, structuralism.
I guess, yes.
In a way.
Yeah.
If you want to freaking bring
post-structuralism
theory into it.
Even.
Yeah, and like, because like we're concerned with signs and signifiers, and like attributing meaning to things. And guys, this is all pretty freaking awesome, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I mean, the Who have a couple of concept
albums,
album films.
They have two.
Yeah.
They've got
a couple.
Tommy and Quadrophenia. Yes, it is. And I love both those movies, but they're really, really, really different. Oh yeah, Hard Day's Night is an album movie too. That was also a favorite movie of mine. I have a lot of favorite album movies.
That's freaking real.
Oh
though.
Yo, Jesus Christ Superstar. Yeah. Seen parts of that.
I know the songs.
But yeah, I just wrote a paper on Tommy, so I'm primed and prepped for that. But Quadrophenia, yeah, I guess out of any other band, they have the most concept album movies that like haven't fallen into like complete obscurity, really. But
well, the Beatles would have.
I was gonna say the
they have two.
Maybe the other.
The Beatles,
person, yeah,
that's true. Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I don't consider Yellow Submarine to be, and the line between Yellow Submarine being an album movie and it being an album is like so thin, in my opinion, because
right.
The Beatles' Yellow Submarine is an album which was created for the movie. Oh, there's Head by the Monkees. That's a really good movie, guys.
Yeah.
It's really, really abstract.
Oh, I think you've told me.
I've told you a little bit about it.
Something in the movie.
Like, it has like a series of bizarre sequences in it. And I actually really, really like that movie. I think it's better than The Beatles' Help, actually.
Wow.
Mom?
And you freaking.
I don't love
you
Help.
You don't love Help. That's not your favorite of the.
Because I think Help's racist.
Yeah. Well, you think it because it is.
Because it is.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about it.
How is it racist? I haven't seen it.
Basically, a bunch of white actors play Indian people and do brown face and speak in fake accents. Mm. And the brown people are a terrorist group. Like, they're unspecified brown people and they commit terrorist acts upon the Beatles.
Damn.
Yeah, and don't they like screw over Ringo specifically?
Well, Ringo specifically because he gets mailed a ring in
yes,
the mail.
Yes, the ring.
By a girl who is a fan of the Beatles who is a part of this tribe called the Kaili. And
oh my god, I just realized that it's Ringo getting a ring.
Yeah. Yeah. That's part
Why
of it.
Why does it look like a ring pop?
Yeah, and it looks like a ring pop.
And they try everything to get it off, but it's like cursed.
Yeah. So,
like the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Yes. Which is funny because they originally wanted to do the Lord of the Rings starring the Beatles.
Yes. I always remember that about Lord of the Rings. They were
originally.
Like in talks to be cast as a.
They were in talks for everything. The Beatles have so much lore, guys.
They're so famous.
Yeah. But yeah, this girl in the cult is a Beatles fan, and she gets caught. I guess she gets caught watching it, or they're watching this performance that they have taped of the Beatles and throwing darts at them. That's like the opening scene of the movie. And then she's like, I'm going to get sacrificed now. And this one woman's like, wait, who's her sister or something, cousin, relative in some way. It's like, wait, you can't sacrifice her. She's not wearing the sacrificial ring. And then they're like, where could it go? And then they find the clip of the Beatles playing somehow. Like, I guess she has it on her, and okay. Ringo's already wearing the ring. Sorry, guys.
Mm. Okay. And he's like, what the heck?
Random assassination attempts begin on his life by these random people.
Right.
And he gets an evil scientist involved who tries to shrink his finger to get the ring off after they try to cut it off and do various methods. Yeah. And at one, like, there's just like a lot of racist stuff in it also. At the same time, it points to itself being racist at certain points, so it's kind of aware that it's racist, which kind of makes it worse.
Okay, self-reflexive racism.
Yeah.
Anything is possible with the Beatles.
Yeah. Yeah. Hard Day's Night's way better.
What do you think of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club?
I've actually seen that one as well.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
I
assumed you'd seen it.
I think it's fantastically horrible. It's starring the Bee Gees.
It's a 27 on Metascore, whatever that is IMDb is telling me.
Yeah. It's not very good. I think it's the perfect movie to smoke a really, really powerful joint. Like, if you're feeling
powerful,
like really, really low down and horrible, this movie will either make your day so much better or so much worse. It is one of the most flagrantly bright,
Steve Martin,
loud, aggressive, strange movies I've watched. There is at one point a robot that sings a song, I believe.
I kind of really want to see this now.
I think
really
you guys love
would
how this
both
is, like,
love this.
Color graded.
Oh yeah, guys, if you love this, you would also love Tommy. It's very similar.
Oh, I really want to. I really want to watch Tommy because
literally go back one. That guy, Paul Nicholas, he's literally in Tommy.
Oh,
he's also in Sgt. Pepper's. There's like a. Honestly, there's their own kind of universe for these album.
Ooh, who's she?
Movies. I forget, but she's some baddie.
She's beautiful.
She is.
Daniele Luna.
I don't know who she plays.
We're looking through the pictures on
IMDb
for...
of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I really want to watch. There was a series. I think it's because the Bee Gees were the biggest selling product by Robert Stigwood, who was the head of, A and something, the record label with the bull on it. Guys, I'm sorry, I'm blanking. And he was also in charge of their filming department. So he produced like Saturday Night Fever and
RSO Records.
RSO, thank you. For some reason, I was thinking A&R, but it's RSO. And he was like the big head guy, and he actually produced. Now that I'm thinking about it, because he produced Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, but he also produced or was involved with producing. I just read for my paper with Tommy. He actually selected Ken Russell as the director.
Wow.
That's cool.
It was originally, like, they went through tons and tons of stuff. And I also forgot that when Tommy was in really, really, really early pre-production, immediately following the album's release, the Who's manager, who was at first a very normal guy, not the one related to Terrence Stamp, not Chris, Kit, he was like, well, no one can make this movie unless they use my script that I've specifically wrote for it. No, I have no screenwriting experience. Yes, I am using heroin and cocaine chronically. And yes, I am neurotic. It was heroin and or cocaine.
So was the script good?
No.
Oh, okay.
They did not use it.
Dang it, I really believed in him.
I think he did something to Pete Townsend too, because Pete Townsend kept being like, gosh, Kit, you want to sleep with everyone but me because you're gay. And then Kit did something to him and he was like, okay, I'm scared. So I don't know.
He was always being scared of people.
Yeah.
But Robert Stigwood, I'm looking at his films that he's produced. Lots of movie musicals. Jesus Christ Superstar is co-producer. Tommy, Bugsy Malone, executive producer. Saturday Night Fever, Grease, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Moment by Moment, Times Square, fame as the soundtrack producer. The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
As a soundtrack producer.
Yeah.
The Fan.
Guys, nobody talks about Robert Stigwood's impact on modern popular culture, but more specifically on the popular culture of the mid to late 70s at all. Only really niche groups talk about it. And it's niche groups that I'm a part of.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't recognize the name, but might be because I'm not good at recognizing names.
I know a lot about him because I watched a documentary on the Bee Gees. It showed up there. It's How Can You Mend a Broken Heart or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
Yeah. That's actually... Oh. That guy scared me.
Sorry. he came back. He kind of looks like... what's his face? The freaking the rat from Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Freaking Peter Pettigrew.
I've seen God Help the Girl.
Oh, yeah? I haven't seen that.
I remember liking it.
Dude, I was like, this is freaking Cassie from Skins, bro.
Yeah, she's also Gilly.
Yeah, in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. And every time I see her, I go, oh, it's Cassie from Skins. Yeah.
And she's, the brunette's in something else, too. They're all, she's like famous, right?
Emily Browning?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in stuff.
She's in
Series of Unfortunate Events. That's what it is.
Yeah. And, American.
Yeah, I remember liking this movie. I don't really remember it, but I remember liking it.
Okay.
So it came out in
2014.
Then there's a chance I watched it in 2014.
Wow.
If we're being real. Wow. Because my mom would have just gotten it out from the library.
Yeah.
So we would have just like watched it then. So maybe I watched it when I was like 10 or 11.
This really looks like a movie that a mom would pick from the library.
Yes. I mean, we would get out everything, but yes.
But it just gives that vibe.
It does. It was, I remember not like, and for like an 11-year-old to... Yeah. Not hate it.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
And I was scared of a lot in movies as a kid. Mm. Like so many things. Like The Labyrinth, specific, not David Bowie, guys. Stop coming for me. Stop it. It's just the Muppets.
The Muppets.
But not the big one, just the little guys, and specifically The Labyrinth, when they're turning over the stones that she marks with lipstick. So I'm like, no, she's trying to get out. She's doing her best.
Oh, yes. And they that stressed me out.
And they keep her there, and they're, like, scary looking, and I don't actually fuck with that, Loki.
Yeah. What? Okay, Dorsa is looking at a list of... movies about it's movies about music. I thought
not
it was albums
specifically. No, that's
I've seen a bunch of these, and I'm like, some of these are not albums.
Because I'm trying to think, and like, other than like mockumentary stuff. Oh, have you seen Sing Street?
I love Sing Street.
Yeah, I was
I've been
like,
wanting to see it.
Sing Street's really good. I have a poster.
Sick.
Like a small poster.
That's enough. That's like that's another one that's like.
I think you guys would really like it. It's a really fun movie. Well, yeah. it's about a guy making a band, and then they make music videos, and then you see the music videos in it. There and the song's pretty good. And they're like Irish, so.
Cool.
It's better.
Yeah.
Oh, Amadeus.
I
want to see this again.
This movie.
I haven't seen this since I was a kid.
I don't think I ever like actually put a review for it, but like I watched this movie for a class last term and like I was like, this movie is really funny.
Oh yeah, you were talking about
that. This is actually really funny because like the stuff that's happening, I'm like, this it's just so ridiculous, but it's like, you know what? Yeah, and because like we looked at we looked at like some of the, I can't believe I don't really remember anything about the lesson, but like I have my notes on it somewhere, but it was about like, so because some of the stuff in the film like is like speculation, obviously, and it's like super, super dramatized, but Loki, I didn't mind it. And like, it's like, I like, because it's basically like very much exaggerating like a fake historical beef. Like, so
yes,
that's what's really, it's really funny. It's a really funny movie. And I don't know if that's what people usually praise it for. But that's what stands out to me the most.
I've seen a lot of clips of like Amadeus being like Loki joyful, like lately. Yeah. There's been like a resurgence in popularity for this film recently for some reason.
Oh, really?
At least on whatever side of social media I'm on. No, I keep getting edits of it.
I've never seen them, so I must be on a different niche.
But
so
I'm also on like niche movie edit TikTok. Which is why
someone said
on TikTok.
That this is a retelling of Squidward and SpongeBob's relationship. Aww. Through contemptuous maelstrom of music.
Aww.
That's really funny.
I feel like Amadeus, like, I haven't seen it again since I was a kid, but I feel like it also gives Listomania, which is Ken Russell's other movie with Roger Daltrey as a star.
Oh, I found my notes on it, guys. I found my notes on it.
Let's go.
Okay, so it's based off of a play, because the film is by Milos Forman, but it's based off of a play by Peter Schaefer. And in it, it's the story, it's like a frame narration, kind of. Like, the story is being told by Antonio Salieri, who was a Italian composer. But... okay. Sorry, these notes actually used to make so much sense to me now, but like I don't understand what I'm actually talking about anymore. I just have like a history of Mozart.
Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus.
See, I always thought that was really funny because anytime I heard that song, I didn't think of this movie, but I thought of the Adam Sandler movie. What's the name of the movie, the Disney one he did? It's like a childhood favorite of mine.
Oh, Bedtime Stories.
Bedtime Stories, yeah. He had it as his like ringtone when he was in the hardware store.
Amadeus, Amadeus.
And doesn't he like sing it like that at one point?
Yes,
like,
he's like, Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus. He's in the car or something. And I think it might be when he's in the car and then the guy in the car beside him is like, vroom, vroom, and he's like revving his car and he's got like a hot chick in his car and he tries to outrace him, and then his like car breaks down or something, but then the gumballs from the bridge fall down.
Oh, yeah.
And that movie always made me want to freaking
gumball.
Have gumballs raining? Because that's real.
Yes. No, it looked like they were kind of like hard and they'd hurt.
Yeah, but he had an umbrella, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, which I was like, huh, good
smart
on you.
Good for you, Adam. Bro, Adam Sandler was so prevalent in our childhood. Yes. Like in the era we grew up.
Like so prevalent.
Yeah, Grown Ups. You got Eight Crazy Nights.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore. Yeah. Other ones.
Bedtime Stories.
Yep. Bedtime Stories for me. That was
same.
Him and Ben Stiller were in like everything.
Bro, guess yeah. I, speaking of Ben Stiller, this is off topic from movies.
That's fine. That's fine.
Music. Haley and I, Haley, our good friend who has been on the pod.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We watched Tropic Thunder.
Oh shit!
Friday night, because we were like looking for a comedy to watch, and I was just like browsing Google, and I was like, "Oh my god, what if we watch Tropic Thunder right now?" And she was like, "Perfect. I haven't seen it since I was like 12, which is crazy in itself." And I was like, "Great. I love Zoolander, so I'm sure that I'll love this." And it was epic. It actually was freaking epic.
It's Tropic I think Thunder. Maybe. Tom Cruise's best
I think it is. It endeared me to Tom Cruise so much. Like, actually.
But I mean, probably Magnolia probably is his best actual performance. But
have you seen Interview with a Vampire?
Yes.
Though?
Not yet.
Yes, I have.
I think that's his best
I know it's ridiculous that I haven't seen it.
But have you seen Tropic Thunder?
No. That's ridiculous, too.
That's
well, I mean, I just saw it like 3 days ago. So
I still think he was not acting playing Lestat.
He was not acting in.
He was
Tropic
like,
Thunder.
Oh, I can. You have
somewhere
I,
between
I have to
Tropic
provide...
Thunder and Lestat.
I have
Tom
to provide
Cruise.
You a visual of Tom Cruise in Tropic
no,
Thunder.
Like it actually endeared me to him so much. Like you don't even understand. Like it.
What the hell?
It actually. Made me
what the hell
like love him.
I didn't know he looked like this.
That's why I was like, I need you to see.
And his hands are even like fatter.
His hands are like huge.
It actually made me like love him. I was like, Tom Cruise, this is fucking hilarious that you're doing this.
He's such like I love it when freaky people try to be funny.
And also like it just reminded me like he okay in like a totally positive way. He just reminds me of our friend Kevin so much. And just like Kevin loves Tom Cruise too.
Stop.
So
he does.
It's
love
just
Tom
like
Cruise.
So Tom Cruise specifically in Tropic Thunder. Sorry, that really got Mark. Sorry, Tom Cruise specifically in Tropic Thunder doing the dancing. I'm like, ah, oh, so Kevin
yeah,
to me.
Da-
so Kevin Pilled to me.
Really funny.
Kevin Pilled.
Margaret, you should look up the dance scene after this. Everyone should look up the dance scene from Tropic Thunder.
No, I want to save it for when I see it.
Yeah, or just watch it. But if you don't have the time to watch and you want the immediate reference.
If you want immediate dopamine hit.
Yeah, just watch it. He dances twice in it, so
okay,
there's two
okay.
options. Well, one of them's way longer than the other.
Okay.
So, one was just a little itty-bitty little sneak peek. So
real.
Just a little sneak peek.
Like, he was actually killing me. Like, every single time he was on screen, I was actually losing my mind.
Bro, I need to see Tropic Thunder. Can we do double feature Tropic Thunder and
Delta Farce?
Delta Farce!
Can we do
what
double,
is Delta Farce?
Double feature Tropic Thunder Delta Farce. Delta Farce is this movie that I was introduced to through my years long watching of Super Mega, the YouTube channel. Mm. They're obsessed with this film where these fucking idiot guys like get something happens and they end up in Mexico, but they think they're in Iraq.
Yeah.
Oh my god. The last time that Haley and I were together, we watched a spoof movie was Disaster Movie. And can I not recommend that? Not recommend, as in do not watch this movie. Mm. It might be one of the worst movies I've seen, like, ever. Just ever. So just don't watch that. If you're like, okay. Man, I want a spoof movie, and you're thinking, I, you know, want something a little bit worse quality than Tropic Thunder, do not watch Disaster Movie.
I need to watch Delta Farce so I can know if it's like a good recommendation or not. But at the same time,
I will say, looking at the people, I mean, the cast actually looks pretty.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. I mean, Keith David.
Oh,
she was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, if you know her from there. DJ Qualls, I actually know who he is. He's on Supernatural. And fun fact, he's gay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Be who you are for your pride, DJ Qualls.
Literally. He plays a really chill werewolf.
In Supernatural.
Yeah. He's like a really chill werewolf and like also like I think he's like a dentist. So like but now he's like a werewolf dentist because like I guess werewolves can't go to regular dentists for their problems because they have werewolf teeth.
Oh my
god. So he
gosh.
Has a private like werewolf dentist.
He's a
business in his basement. And he has like a wife and kids, yeah. And that's all I'll tell you about him though.
He's kinda like the guy from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the elf who wants to be a dentist.
It's like, like, I love, I love it when characters are like, yo, I just want to be, actually, I hate that in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm always
characters are like, actually, I just want to be a dentist.
Bro. Yeah, why is that a trope?
That's traumatizing in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when he goes to the dentist, bro.
There's a lot of dentist characters and things. Like, there's Steve Martin in Little Shop of Horrors.
Dentists were in Friends. It was Rachel's fiance.
Signed up.
Not that.
Is this an actual trope?
Signed up for the, oh, no, this is like, oh, I took the job because it has a good dental plan, like insurance benefits.
That's real, guys. That's why I've applied to certain, I'm applying for jobs.
The dentist
right now.
Episode. Okay, this is like a format of like a sitcom kind of thing. Of, oh, there's the always dentist. There's an episode where they have to go to
the
dentist.
Well, yeah, because then one person has to get like a tooth pulled or some shit.
Yeah.
There's a root canal. Guys, there's so much.
Oh, you can go loopy for getting your wisdom teeth out.
Yeah.
True. There's a lot there.
Potential, yeah.
There's a whole like Lupin the Third, like anime movie where like, one of them having to go to the dentist is a subplot. Like, that's how much has been made of that series, that they got to a dentist
that's
episode.
That's so funny.
The movie.
You could have it that someone accidentally gets veneers. Or...
accidentally gets veneers is a nightmare.
They get their teeth too whitened. You could have it like... they get like dentures.
Oh, is
like
it...
a whole thing.
Tooth gems.
Isn't that one episode of something? Isn't there? Oh, it's What We Do in the Shadows. I'm thinking of where Nandor decides to just be human, and he keeps pulling out his vampire teeth. So he's like, "My teeth are normal now."
Yeah, or he keeps like shaving them down. They keep like pulling them or something. Yeah,
yeah, and he's convinced, because you haven't seen What We Do in the Shadows, right?
Seen the movie.
Fire.
But he's convinced, like, for some reason, that like part of being human is like loving the bare naked ladies.
I've heard of this, yes.
So he's like, it's been 1 week since you looked at me.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. I'm so normal. I'm human now. It's so. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Do you see how fast I sing it?
What show is it that they only refer to them as like BNL? Aren't they like.
No. In Community, there's a whole bit about bare naked ladies.
That's definitely
BNL,
what
double
I'm thinking
triple. Of. Oh, they're BNL now. Yes. They're so impactful that we need a shorthand for them.
That's 100% what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Don't worry. If it's something from Community, I'll always remember.
Bro, apparently my mom or both my parents saw Bare Naked Ladies before they got famous.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
my
very
parents
Canadian.
Have seen Bare Naked Ladies. There's a chance I have too.
Oh, wow.
A chance. Now, it's a 50-50 shot, because either I went with them to the concert or I didn't.
They're from Scarborough?
Yes.
Bro, they're Canadian.
You didn't know they were Canadian?
No, I knew they were Canadian. I didn't know they were from Scarborough.
No, they're from, like, right here, bro.
Yeah.
I knew they were from, like, Ontario. I thought they would have been from, like, freaking, like, London or something.
You gotta lock into BNL, bro.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, my parents were like, we were obsessed with them before they were cool. It's like, yeah, bro, my dad was living in Mississauga.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Do you think that, is there a Bare Naked Ladies movie?
Ooh. Oh.
Bring you back to the original topic of the episode.
Okay.
By and large from Wall-E.
Come on,
large,
you gotta know that.
I just watched Wall-E for class.
Bare Naked Lady.
Bare-baked ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been 1 week.
Oh, I always forget that it's bare naked is one word. I'm always like bare.
Yeah, they were like banned.
BNL, right? So
yeah,
I think it's like
they were banned from America because of the U.S., the states.
Because of their name.
And it's like, bruh, get the fuck out of here.
Bare naked? It's like,
bro,
okay.
Someone even hearing the word, they're like, you can't say that around me.
It's
you
like,
know
okay.
What it makes me feel. Like, they're like a werewolf. They're like, they hear bare naked ladies and they're like, ah!
They're like, no, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see bare naked ladies.
It's the opposite. Oh, because they're ladies and it's America and it's not little girls.
No, I was literally going to say, oh, but the country, our entire world is run by pedophiles, but. But bare naked is too, bare naked ladies is too far. That's too far. I was really thinking that, like, when you were saying it.
It was bare naked little girls, then America would be like, oh, wait,
America
we actually
like,
need.
No, you don't understand. It was okay when the time of the Navy, it's actually, it's a, this is a cultural thing. It's a, this is my right.
It's my right.
This is my freaking constitutional right.
You're suppressing me. You're oppressing me.
Okay, Bare Naked in America. It's a documentary film.
Is it about them getting kicked out because of their name?
Probably.
Raleigh. Oh. It's a concert film.
Raleigh.
Wow.
Oh, it was shown at the Toronto Film Festival.
TIFF. Lots of things are shown at TIFF. Not in a dissing way.
No, I didn't freaking.
They're showing bare naked ladies at TIFF.
Yo, they're showing bare naked ladies at TIFF.
Bare
Like a lot.
Oh, I thought you were meaning like a naked bear.
Yeah. No.
I was thinking a naked bear. No, because
it's
well.
Tiff, so it's Toronto. So it's like a Toronto man. Like, yo, there's bear naked ladies.
Oh,
Tiff. Yeah. There's bear freaking shoddies, bro. Stop. I'm sorry, guys. I know I don't talk like that. I don't want to talk like that.
Wagwan. You can't make me.
No, stop, please. He's only freaking everyone that went to freaking high school that wanted to be a freaking Toronto man, bro.
At least in Richmond Hill, you're closer, though. In Hamilton, when they want to be Toronto man, you're like, what's going on, guys?
Bro, who was I? Was I with you, Dorsa, when we saw people in like shiesties and stuff, like at the at the Waterloo like transit station, and they were like posing, like they had like only their eyes were showing, and they were like they
stay
were like
safe out there, guys.
They were like posing, like pretending they had guns and stuff, and they were clearly high schoolers, and they were talking in Toronto.
Do you think posing like they have guns, like they're gonna Photoshop them in?
Probably.
That would be so funny.
Yeah.
They're gonna block AI. Yeah.
They're like, yo, add guns to this.
This was pre when AI was big. So AI Photoshop. Did not have this capability.
One of them in the group is like, no, I can do it.
Yeah.
Let me download like PixArt or something.
No, they're in some like digital media class in high school, and they're this is my project.
That's so good. I miss when guys would pose stupid and they just hold up the four. And
That's some of the stuff they were doing.
Or like the money praying hands.
Money spread.
Like in a singular hand, like not up the arm, like singular hand. I actually have an anecdote about this, guys. I know a guy in elementary school that one time like hit like a pose like that. It was like him like flexing the money in his hand, and it was $15. Like it was $3 $5 bills.
Stop.
And that actually used to be my favorite photo ever. And it's like, to be fair, like, yeah, we were in like grade 7 or whatever, but like I was like, no way you're flexing. I was like, you couldn't find a 20 for the picture. Like, you don't have to spend the money to take a photo with it. Like, just like borrow it. Just like
true.
Flexing $15, like surely for a photo, like come on, like you're posing, like just like ask your mom and be like, hey, can I for a photo? Like, can I? Like, it's like, come on, you're
nah,
already
too embarrassing. Your mom's gonna dog on you for that.
You're flexing $15.
Wait. Let me another embarrassing story. Sorry go to ahead, out, go ahead, out okay. my sib goat.
Okay,
way back when, like multiple years ago. Rory, my sibling, asked me to take photos of him smoking, and it was just a rolled up piece of paper to look like a cigarette so that he could look like he was smoking a cigarette, and we did a photo shoot, and it was like lit on our like back deck.
That's so real though, because me and Dimitri, like my cousin, from the time we were like 7 or 6 or younger, like my family was buying us prop cigarettes that had fake smoke that would blow out of them. And we'd sit in little military uniforms, awesome. And we'd smoke. We would have a desk set up in
what
the front yard.
What kind of military uniform?
Not like camo. Yeah, like camo.
Oh, I was for absolutely no reason. I was picturing Vietnam.
I think that Margo maybe thought you were like.
I know. Margo thought I was referencing an older war, but I was. I was picturing Vietnam because I just watched Tropic Thunder, which they were making a movie based on a fake autobiography based on their time in Vietnam.
Well, it was like the jacket, like it was like an old timey type. Uniform, like where you have like a cap, like a blue cap and like a blue jacket,
like a sailor,
kind of like a sailor, yeah,
like Santa like Claus Kale. Was born in 1945.
I thought of a Mother Boy, the matching
Mother-
sailor.
Oh yes,
that Lucille and Buster have for some reason. That was the first thing I thought of.
And I thought of Gene Kelly,
yeah, in the sailor,
yeah,
number in
well,
so
he's
many
a sailor
movies.
A lot, yeah.
I was thinking of what Dorsum
Stomp from Arrested Development.
I'm always thinking of Arrested Development.
And I'm never thinking of Arrested Development.
You're missing out. You're missing out. About it.
This actually happened to me earlier today when one of our friends, I was like, have you seen Arrested Development? And they were like, no. And I was like, you suck.
Literally.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry if you haven't seen Arrested Development. But also,
but you do suck.
But no, but it's fine because you aren't, you don't have to hear from Margo and I all the time. Like, I love Arrested Development. So it's like, maybe no one's even told you to watch. Maybe me saying watch Arrested Development right now is the first time anyone's ever recommended that show to you.
Is it
Who
getting
knows?
Niche now?
I don't think so. I think, though, I had a conversation with a guy where
Morgan
I was like,
nodding.
We were talking about like sitcoms. And I was like, oh, I've seen Parks and Rec. He was like, oh, I've seen It's Always Sunny. I was like, oh, awesome. I love It's Always Sunny. And then I was like, have you seen Arrested Development? Like, if you like It's Always Sunny, like, you'll probably like that. And he's like, oh, yeah, pretty much. I've seen it in, like, you know, like, in clips on Instagram. And I'm like, so you haven't seen the fucking show?
Oh, yeah. He was a dick, though.
He, and, no. More importantly, he was an idiot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I think that when people think of sitcoms, they think of something that's gone on for a really long time, like Friends or Seinfeld.
Or something with a laugh track.
Or yeah, Frasier. Something with a laugh track. Or even like Community has like 6 seasons. But Arrested Development is only like, what, 3 seasons?
4. And plus another one.
Yeah.
Because there's 3 original seasons. There's the 4th season, and then there's the 4th. Well, I guess it's maybe not an extra season. No, and yeah, there's five
yeah,
seasons.
Yeah, there's 5.
And then there's another season.
Yeah,
after.
But that one got like rebooted later, so a lot of people like don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right?
The original run was 3 seasons, and then it was like in 2016, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they brought it
so
back.
So I think that a lot of people are just like, oh, it's such a short comedy that they don't really think of it as a sitcom.
Yeah.
As opposed to like The
but
Office, for
they
example.
Have really beefy seasons. That's the thing. Like every season
no,
is like 20 some odd.
I'm just right? hypothesizing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But also, it wasn't popular when it was airing.
It's more of a cult, like,
liked by critics, but like it was like its numbers were really low.
Because, and I theorize the reason is because that was a time, like, when it was coming out, like, it was like, what, like 2003, I think?
Yeah.
Where everything, like, you saw something, it aired, you saw it, maybe you VCR'd it, but we weren't used to, like with streaming, like, you could rewind as much as you want, stuff like that. And you probably weren't re-watching shows obsessively like we do now,
yeah.
Right? And I think Arrested Development is one of those shows that gets funnier on the rewatch because it's
you
very
notice something
quick.
New every
exactly.
time.
It's very quick with its humor. It's very, very smart. And it's something that isn't as instantly rewarding as a lot of sitcoms that will just, you know, make jokes.
That's how I feel
Not
about
that that's
Schitt's
bad.
Creek. Because Schitt's Creek is a very specific type of humor.
Right.
That, like, if you jumped in on, like, season 5, for example, if you just randomly
like
jumped
you don't
in,
know the
characters, you literally
like
would
happening.
Be like, "What is this?"
Yeah,
like, in my opinion,
I low key struggle with Schitt's Creek. So you said this to me recently. I've seen big chunks.
I've seen all of
I've
it
because my mom has seen it multiple times.
Yeah,
I've also seen clips on Instagram. But yeah, I think if you really like Schitt's Creek, though, you'll really like Arrested Development because it's basically the same thing.
See, when you guys shove it down my throat, I don't want to watch it anymore.
But you'll love it.
But we're so
saying
the moon,
it.
The moon and the stars have to align in the sky, and
but
I have
David
to feel a chill in the air, and which I welcome, and just everything has to be perfect for me to pick up a new show.
That's real. But and you're.
But there's only 3 seasons. That's a good thing.
You just said there was 5.
Yeah, but you don't.
I
have
haven't
to watch
watched
the
4 or 5.
I've seen 4.
I've seen
4
3.
Is okay.
But
five
do they
is
have a
harder.
Musical episode though? Because I think that a TV show is made better when there's an entire episode. It's just a musical.
There is
like
there,
How I Met Your Mother.
Crook.
Yeah,
Captain
there's,
Hook. There's references
there's
to musicals.
No full musical reference, but there's almost always a musical bit of some kind.
Yeah,
because
of David
every
Cross.
Yeah,
David Cross. The Happy Time Fun Time Band or whatever they
yeah,
had.
Yeah. Tobias.
Good.
No,
fun.
The Funke family band.
And
oh, true.
Dr.
I've seen
Tobias
I've seen
Funke's
Dr.
A couple Dr. Episodes.
Funke's 100% natural good time family band solution.
Where they're peddling pharmaceuticals.
Temosil.
But like
Temosil. Oh,
someone's playing something.
I it was great though. David Cross fought for Tobias's mustache.
That's amazing.
Wait, guys, we should talk about musical movies?
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yes.
Because
yes,
David Cross is in it as Uncle Ian.
Everything comes back.
Yes.
I never lose, Dave.
I actually love Alvin and the Chipmunks Shipwrecked. It's the best one.
Yeah, that one is.
Yeah.
That one was really hype when it came out. Do I remember anything that happens? No.
I remember like everything that happens. Because it's got the Chipettes in it, and the movies are just better when the Chipettes are in it.
That's true.
And I remember what Jenny Slate.
Jenny
like,
Slate.
Lowering
them down into the hole.
Yeah, down the hole.
And that's when she's singing,
yeah. She has to like get the treasure and stuff. It's like a whole
and
thing.
It's like the stakes are quite high.
Because there's a volcano that's going to erupt.
And I always remember the guy that like, was taking care of them, how he got bullied in high school and he got his head shoved in a toilet. He got like, what is it, swirly?
Yeah.
Head shoved in a toilet and they flush. And then, yeah. Yeah, I always remember that, actually. That's what I remember maybe the most. And then being on the couch, because I remember being like, wow, like a couch would be really comfy if you were only as big as a chipmunk.
Yeah.
Because that would be like a whole freaking room to you. Be like, oh my, like everything. Like you could just roll around. You could roll
guys,
around.
Do you guys remember watching the first Alvin and the Chipmunks and being like, they look so real?
Yeah, and then when the squirrels come in the house and they fuck it all up. And I remember being like, this is why chipmunks are superior. Sorry, Dorset. This is why chipmunks are okay. superior, because they're not going to ruin a house like freaking squirrels would. So they low-key are pushing chipmunk supremacy over squirrels in the films.
Yeah, but I remember being like, wow, this animation stuff is getting really good.
But that was like, yeah. that was like watching like Shark Boy and Lava Girl as well. Like,
yeah, but I don't think it looks terrible.
No, so. It doesn't. But if you rewatch it now, you're like, what is that?
Yeah.
But I remember Alvin and Chipmunks, I was like, this is real.
I low-key think we just had better aesthetics back then, because you look at it like a lot of stuff and it's just like what we consider to be tacky now, like used to be like really in at the time.
Yeah.
But to me, a lot of stuff, I completely agree with you, by the way, but to me, a lot of stuff like that, the reason why I like a lot of like early 2000s stuff is like, I'm like, no, this isn't tacky. I love this. You know what I mean? Like I saw a thing that was like, about like interiors of cars and like the digital like thing, and it's mm-hmm. like
yeah they used to be, like, now it's just like a flat screen TV.
Yeah but like I feel
like we as a society are too low contrast right now.
No,
we
need to be agree. And actually the example I was thinking of with the car interior was actually, and also like even like, it's not even to do with technology, like it's like our aesthetics of technology have changed.
No, 100%. I'm with
like,
you.
Like, I think we should stick to the whole, like, retrofuturism thing that we were, like, doing from, like, the 80s to the 2000s. Yeah. Like, the whole Blade Runner aesthetic, like, that is what looks cool to me. Not some super-duper sleek, like, monolith slab. Like, yeah, I'm like, what is
hate
that?
Modernist.
Hate, double hate, love.
Literally.
Yeah. No, but that's because it's like, that's like, I just reject modernism. I don't know.
That's okay.
You know, I'm not, you know, don't take away my civil liberties, please. Like, that's not what I mean.
Lol.
That's not what I mean. We mean that.
We know what you mean.
Yeah. But I just think it's freaking, they did look better back then.
Yeah.
But what do you guys think about, like, the evolution of movies about, like, fake bands? Like, for example, K-pop Demon Hunters.
I haven't seen it.
Me neither.
I haven't seen it either, but I feel like we know enough about it to.
The songs are good in it.
I haven't even heard the
I
songs.
I heard them on TikTok, and I saw people doing the dance, and they looked like they were having fun.
I learned in one of my classes that the kind of like K-pop element of it was like a more later stages in the production added. Like, that's not something that was conceptualized from the beginning. Like, it was more the I think like demon hunting stuff and like all that lore.
That's cool.
And stuff. And the K-pop element was kind of just added of like, oh yeah, this would also make it cool.
They're getting a Criterion.
What? K-pop Demon Hunters?
I don't think that's real.
Was I misinformed?
I think that's fake news.
Was I pranked?
I think you were.
Because I don't understand. I don't know why that would not need a Criterion.
Need a Criterion.
That would be actually really funny though if that was true. Oh no, you're all looking at me typing.
What?
This might be real.
Really?
I was informed correctly. I heard that.
What?
And I was like, that's really interesting, because our friend Parker has some valid critiques on the film. And I just am like, is the film not supposed to be perfect to get a Criterion?
Well,
no, it's not that it's supposed to be. Okay, a lot of Criterion is archival work in terms of like doing nice restorations of old films.
It's
usually cult stuff though. It's usually not something that just came out and is very popular. That because like usually that will come out on DVD. Like Criterion is stuff that's maybe like,
and it's usually hard to
inaccessible.
Access.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they get the rights for the publishing for that. Okay, so K-pop Demon Hunters is getting a Criterion, but The Devils, which I can't find anywhere to buy, which is a movie I would love to have.
This is Wait, the interior.
Who? It's green.
Yeah.
F my Chungus.
But this is a 1985 Nissan.
Wow.
Look at that. Look at that retrofuturism.
Oh, I miss when cars look like that.
We had a Nissan, and it was low-key a Flintstones car.
Awesome.
And the engine blew up. So guys, don't get one.
Guys, if you see white smoke coming out from your engine, get out of your freaking car and
if you see any
get
smoke
away.
Coming out from
yes,
your
but
engine,
white. I'm pretty sure isn't white smoke that is gonna blow
explode,
up.
Probably.
I don't know, but we will leave it at that. We'll leave you guys to look up if white smoke causes your engine to explode.
Yeah, because you know what, we're not mechanical experts.
Yeah, we're not. We're not.
We're film.
We film.
I think K-pop Demon Hunters, like maybe that's a freaking, that's how to do like the kind of our equivalent of like how we like mockumentaries about like fake bands. Like, I guess that's like a more palatable thing for like younger audiences that maybe are like, wait, this isn't real. This what? Because like, I feel like if I watched like a lot of these like mockumentary stuff when I was like a kid, I would be like, okay, so this is real. Because I feel like you don't have the concept of, of parody.
Well, a lot of rock stars were like, this is Spinal Tap isn't even funny because it's just too realistic.
Yeah. So like, I would have been like, this is real. Like, you can't, you don't really have like the level of, you know, to be able to appreciate parody like that. Unless we're talking about Minecraft parody, freaking music video stuff. It's like song parodies, you're like, oh, it's the same song. So the words are different, right? It's just the words are different. But like, that's like a short digestible thing. Whereas like a type of documentary or, you know, is like, it's like something that's like,
yeah.
Because you're at an age where you're like learning so much about the world. You're like, okay, I guess this is more to learn.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's my freaking observation, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I think that we should, all three of us, put our heads together and make a fake band.
I agree.
Yeah.
It can even be Movie Maidens. The Movie Maidens are fake.
I mean, we could do fake band mockumentary. The three of us.
We'll think up something.
Yeah. And if you guys want to be part of it, email us.
I still think we should do a peep show style TV show.
That'd be funny. Yeah.
Yes.
But it could be about a fake band. Anyway.
Anyways. Thanks for listening to this episode. Yeah. You know, not a very structured episode, but
no. That's Can we all do right. a part two of this, guys? Maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we can definitely do a part two.
I didn't even get to talk about Tommy at all.
That's okay.
Yeah, we'll do a part two.
Yeah.
Gazes at you with my big eyes.
We were all on set yesterday.
Yeah.
So
true.
We're tired.
Yeah. As always, I've been Dorsa.
I've been Morgan.
What? Okay, and I remain Margo.
Oh, dang it. I forgot. I didn't think there'd be one. And I'm Margo. Sorry.
I guess I'm Dorsa.
No, you're Morgan.
Fuck. Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.